PFT Media.
Hey guys, this is Brianna. Remember going outside? Well, that's when we recorded these episodes, so enjoy.
Now what you gonna do with it? 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 I put that freak in your face.
Jesus, that scared the shit out of me.
Is that our cue?
That's
our cue.
Show started.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Lima Criteria. I'm still getting the hang of this, bro.
The hang of what?
I'm flying solo.
I'm sitting in a chair that holds your support.
I'm surprised it's a chair that holds my support.
Yo, these chairs I've held up Big Tim Murphy, amongst others.
I know.
Okay.
I gave you that one.
And that one.
And that one over there.
And they've come in handy. We appreciate it very much here at the PFT Media Studio.
It was when I worked at the hotel reservation thing that we're moving offices. And like, God, we're going to get rid of everything. Cool question. Yo, you need chairs? I got chairs.
That's a nice way of saying you stole stuff.
No, they gave it to me.
Right.
They did.
Stop blinking.
No, I'm not blinking.
You sure?
I'm not blink positive.
Blink twice.
No, I'm not going to blink once because they gave it to me.
For people to stay at home, his eyes are wide open, literally unblinking.
Yo, Lima Criteria, everybody. Pedro Lima, Kermit Gonzalez.
Hey now.
Super producer Chris Crespo on the ones and twos.
Oh. Hey,
get it. Yo, so let's start off this when we're recording this episode because it'll be in the interweb whenever it shows up.
In the future.
Up. I don't give a shit when, but this is Valentine's week.
Ooh.
And Kermit?
Yeah.
We're going to hit the question as to where are you taking your lady for Valentine's?
It's a toss-up.
Okay. You do have to do plans for Valentine's?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's a toss-up between Qdoba and Chipotle. So I don't know which one she wants to go.
Decisions.
Decisions. So... you know, because they
what's the other one? Qdoba? No, Qdoba is the other one.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if there's any other ones. Those are the main ones.
Yeah, those are the two. That was like the, it was Chipotle.
Tijuana Flats.
Mexican Joe's. What's it called? Moe's.
Moe's. That's the Southwest Moe's.
Moe's got slapped around a lot, and now they just landed Universal Studios overcharging people for mediocre food. So...
I remember they used to be on by university, by UCF.
Used to?
Are they still there?
I haven't been at that part of town in like a decade. I don't know.
See, I don't know either.
I know they got Lazy Moon Pizza.
Yes.
Which that's pizza, man.
That's a ridiculous sized pizza.
Have you seen like the pizza boxes?
I've seen the calzone because I used to work.
The calzone's small compared to the sliced pizza.
What?
Yeah.
Dude, the calzone is like the size of a backpack.
Okay, maybe I'm looking at the wrong thing. I don't know. Not what I saw.
Maybe they give you, probably they give you a pizza roll. And it's,
that was a pizza roll?
And it's, it's the size of a calzone. And you're like, oh, these calzones are small, but you actually order a pizza roll.
And then you order a calzone, and it just takes up the entire table.
Yo, bro, it's ridiculous.
It's like cut open a tauntaun in Star Wars, all the cheese falls like guts.
You can sleep in it.
Yeah.
If it's cold,
it'll
you can
keep you
sleep.
Warm. Hold on. I thought they smelled delicious on the outside. Now you start eating.
No, seriously, are you doing any? The reason I ask is because 19 years I've been with my wife.
Yeah.
And I don't think
the fire's still there, bro?
No, it's still there, but we've never done the Valentine's thing. Like, I don't get her flowers. Or any of that stuff, because we're like, what the? It's so expensive.
And they die. You got to keep them. Upkeep
no, but
them.
Here's the thing. This is, and I learned this in New York. When we first started dating, that month I did get her flowers.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, cool. And then I remember it was the 15th and the following day, obviously. And then the flowers.
That's how calendars work.
The flowers are reduced, like, you know, 75%. And it's like, wait, what?
You just spend all that money for...
For a day.
Just get her chocolates and call it a day.
Is it? But that's so hacky, though.
Nah, man. I got strawberry chocolates.
Oh, you did the strawberry...
covered chocolate.
Cherries or something like that?
I don't know. I got a guy that does it custom, so he did it.
A word?
Yeah.
Can you fit me in?
Yeah, he actually could. He comes at the other bar all the time.
A word?
Mm-hmm.
Yo, put in an order.
Chef Emron.
Put an order in for me.
All right, I got you.
And Venmu with the money.
Got it. But as far as Valentine's Day, we really went for dinner last night. We don't do it on the day because it's like...
it's so
like,
hectic on the day.
Right. And like I think that's the most busiest times for
it
restaurants.
Is.
It's Mother's Day is number one.
Yep.
And Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the point of going to whatever place you want to eat to wait 40 to 50 minutes to just be...
Like, I'm really looking forward. Like I'm in Tampa this weekend. I got shows the weekend of the 5th and 6th. I got to speak.
They already went great.
Yeah. And then Kermit's going to swing by with his girl on Sunday. So we're really looking forward because Kermit took me to this place in Tampa. It's like a mall. It's like a...
It's a warehouse.
It's a warehouse.
They gutted it.
It's a food court.
Mm-hmm.
It's a dope-ass food court. A
food hall.
A food hall?
Yeah, that's what they call those food halls.
Oh, this is a thing?
Yeah, food court is what you find at the mall.
Yes.
A food hall is a place that's like a big old...
Warehouse.
Tons of stalls, and you go down aisles and aisles, and it just keeps going.
Yeah.
It's like the Chelsea Market in New York is like...
Yes.
Or Philly. The one in Philly is like that. There's another one. There's a whole bunch of them. Yeah.
So...
Food hall.
Everybody has craft beers or whatever, and...
There's a cheese lady somewhere. There's a taqueria in there somewhere.
Is there a taco place in there?
Yeah, there's everything in there. You don't remember our date? Come on, man.
I remember the Cuban sandwich.
I took you there.
It was such a whirlwind. He couldn't.
I was so overwhelmed. I took him on a romantic date there.
I was so overwhelmed.
What did you buy him?
I bought him a Cuban.
A Cuban sandwich?
Nice. I even treated him.
That's awesome. He did treat me.
I treated him.
He did treat me like a lady.
A special little lady.
Like a lady shake. Kermit's good.
It's called showing you he appreciates you.
He held my pocket throughout the whole place when we walked around.
Because it's scary when it's a new time.
I don't know where I'm going.
A new place. Yeah.
Surprise me.
Help me.
Surprise me. So
yeah, I don't even remember what the place is called. It's called Hemingway's.
Hemingway's.
Cuban cuisine, but I don't remember the actual place called. I don't know what the
actual name.
The food hall, whatever.
Yeah.
So I don't know what it's called. Well, but it's dope. It's dope.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's nice. It has a little lakeside over there. And
but that's where we're going, I guess, on Sunday after the show.
Yeah. So. I think it's better doing it after the show.
Yeah, that won't have to rush.
No rush.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
At least because, like, I'm going to need a pick-me-up after my mediocre set, and I'm going to give Tampa.
You think you're going to... I like how Kermit just he beats himself down and says, it's just going to be bad. It's going to be... I just can't wait.
Hey, guys, you want to hear some crowd work? how's it going? What do you do
Kermit's
for a
gonna
living?
Kermit's going to be on stage, and it's going to be so quiet you can hear the AC vents. Just whistling through. That's the only thing.
I like. You're gonna hear the people taking a sip. Yeah. Oh, whoa! What, did you say something? No, not at all. I was taking a drink from this dead ass set of yours. Oh, okay.
But is he doing a hypnotist set? What is he doing?
Is it the Armature Works?
Oh, you're asking us?
You're asking? Yeah. I don't know.
If you looked up Hemingway's and then said that's the place inside, then yes, detective. Gotcha. hey, Inspector Gadget, you got it over there.
Detective Chris Boo.
Yeah, I guess. What's it called?
I think that's...
No, what's...
Armature Works.
Armature Works? Okay. No. That's where I took you on our date.
Hemingway's Modern Cuban Cuisine.
Yeah. Dude, that place is
pretty delicious.
Good. It's very good.
You should go, Marcus. You should go check it out.
Go. So, so I got to figure out what to do. And then I don't know how to buy gifts. Do you buy gifts for your girl? Do you have an idea? I'm not good at buying gifts.
No, I just buy the strawberry stuff. And...
But do you ever buy your girl gifts? I'm not good. I'm not a good gift giver. Are you a good gift giver, Crespo, at all?
No.
I have zero talent to that shit. Like, I tell Lisa, like, yo, I can't buy you a gift because the one time I did.
I can't buy you a gift.
It was in London. I was in London. I got her a little bag. And when I.
Well, first off, you took her to London.
No, I didn't take her. I was in London.
What were you doing in London?
I was doing the hotel things, visiting hotels.
What?
Yeah, I used to work at hotels.
That's called vacationing.
No. It was work.
Visiting hotels. You used to work for hotels?
Yeah.
I thought you... Oh, whose phone was that? Was that yours?
Oh, that was me.
You unprofessional son of a...
It's his show.
I know, it's his show.
Yeah, it's his show.
Unbelievable.
You do whatever you want.
Crespo, kick him out.
No, it's my
show. Yeah, I used to work at hotels. I used to work for this Italian hotel. And then they used to have hotels in London, Scotland, Italy,
and
Germany.
And doing what?
Reservations.
Oh, that's
so they used to fly me. They used to fly me over there so I can learn about the hotels.
Mm-hmm. Like, all right, what a cop out! You need to fly over here to learn about the hotel,
dude.
Can I just do
Europeans
it here?
Europeans treat you. If a European, they treat their employees like great. They're like, yo, you want come? We'll fly you over here. It's not first class, obviously, but they treat the Germans were great.
Mm-hmm. Really?
The Germans were great. They flew me Lufthansa, and then they picked me up, and like they pulled me from the plane on the side. I was like, "Oh,
what do I do?"
They took me to the express custom kind of thing.
Expresses.
Yeah, this is how flustered I am.
Express.
I'm like, shit. This is where they kill me. This is where they.
This is it.
Yeah.
I knew it.
Yeah, I'm in a black car in the middle of the tarmac, and it's the only car there. And I'm like, where are they taking
you
me?
You should have cheered. You cheered the wrong guy on Rocky. You should have known. You should have known.
I was rooting for Drago.
Oh, were you?
Yeah. Okay. I liked him. He trained better. He had better equipment.
Yeah, he had all the advanced stuff that you look at it now. You're like, what is that garbage
Rocky
you're training
IV,
on?
I still tell Rocky IV is a musical.
You know what? I think I stopped watching Rocky.
It's three montages.
It's Rocky IV is
two
a musical.
Two fights and three montages.
How many Rockies are there?
There's no easy way.
There's six Rockies and two Creeds.
There's six?
Mm-hmm. Six Rockies, Jeez. Two Creeds.
So I'm missing... Three.
If you want to count in the Rocky world,
they count.
Yeah,
Rocky's in
it. So it's Rocky 1, Rocky 2, Rocky 3, Rocky 4.
Nope,
that's how numbers work.
Rocky 5.
I haven't seen it.
Rocky Balboa.
I didn't know about that one.
Creed and Creed 2.
Like,
so there's eight
that.
Rockies.
Six or eight, yeah.
Yeah. But a lot of people don't count Rocky 5.
So...
Rocky 5 doesn't exist.
It might as well.
Rocky 5 did not happen.
Is that bad?
It's
definitely the worst.
It's
universally considered the worst of all of them.
It's the street fighting Rocky.
Oh, no.
Like, he doesn't fight in the ring. The characters were great. Tommy Gunn.
It's a pretty good character. They had the Don King
looking guy.
Yeah, exactly.
You, touch me and I sue.
That's a power. He punched him. Spoiler alert, he punches him.
Yeah. You haven't seen any of those.
You never?
No.
When did you stop?
You said you stopped at 3.
At 3?
Yeah, I just kind of fell off. I was like, whatever.
You didn't see Rocky 4?
Nope.
The Drago one?
Three is
Clubber Lang, Mr. T,
and then four is Drago.
Hey, woman,
come back to my apartment, woman.
Come be with a real man, woman.
Four is not Drago.
Come back to my apartment.
Don't tell me four is not fucking Drago, because I will hit you with a shoe. Rocky 1 is against Creed.
Yes.
Rocky 2 is against Creed, the rematch.
Mm-hmm.
Rocky 3 is with Clubber Lang, because Rocky's old fucking
high. Is 3 with Mr. T and all that?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Rocky 4 is with Drago when he fights him Christmas time and Polly's fucking a robot.
It's Christmas. Yeah.
He's number 5.
Okay, now I'm
he
gone.
He comes back from Russia.
Finds out Polly lost all his money.
Polly gave power attorney to the attorney or something.
Some guy who took all the money.
Who took all the money, sold everything.
It's like, we have nothing, Rock. That's Adrian.
Yeah. They got to live back in the slums of Philadelphia.
Yeah.
His real son is in that thing.
Yeah, the one is dead.
I thought we were home team. Whatever.
His son dies?
No,
in real life.
In real life.
Spoiler alert, real life.
Don't be a dick. Do not be a dick.
I didn't know.
I see you.
You could put photos of me. I wouldn't know his face. I don't know what his face looks like.
I already know.
No, what are you talking about?
He smirks from this side. And he wants to say something so
no, I
fucked
am not,
up.
No, that's not true.
Too.
No, I am not.
You run a daycare karate school.
What does that got to do with
anything? Behave. This could be listened by one of their parents.
I wasn't going to say anything. Jeez.
People think I'm the asshole, but I'm not. It's by proxy that I get that fucking thing. Did you see the Batman reveal? You saw it?
I saw it driving here like a responsible person. You're like, drive! I was like,
I was telling Crespo that my thing about that is my
I thought it was Daredevil for a minute.
Well, all the red, right? Yeah, uh-huh. It does kind of look Daredevilish.
Wait, he's developing film. That's why he's doing it.
He's developing film.
He's the world's greatest detective.
So he's in his dark room.
He's in his dark room.
And he's a world's greatest detective, year 2020, and he's still developing film.
This is where the best.
Because it looks better.
It looks better. Okay, gotcha.
He appreciates, he's a detective, but he appreciates aesthetic.
He's like an asshole that listens to vinyl still. He's like, oh, this is great.
It sounds nice to me.
Check out this track.
I got straight out of Compton and Biden. You think he's going
to
do that?
Look at these surveillance photos. There's great grain to them.
Is everybody going to be doing
that? Everyone's going to have to talk like this from now on.
Oh, you think he's going to do the voice?
He's going to do some sort of voice. He's Batman.
Michael Keaton's the only one. Like, I'm Batman. He just kept his same voice.
No, George Clooney's the one who kept the same voice. He's the one who goes, hi, Freeze, I'm Batman.
Yeah, he and was pretty like, bad. Oh, he didn't even try. Clooney he just did it try. for the chat.
That whole
Clooney,
movie was a...
Clooney showed up to Alan Horn, the guy who's running Warner Brothers. He's like, calls into his office. He's like, hey, you're Batman. And he's like, okay. Like, there's no audition. He was assigned a role and he took it.
Really?
Yep.
Val Kilmer wasn't that bad.
I liked Val. I mean, I just
I didn't
Val
mind
Kilmer.
It. That album, though, that the soundtrack was dope.
We talking about one? No.
With the seal on it?
Yeah, yeah. Kissed by a Rose.
Kissed by a Rose.
It has
U2.
I thought Seal.
You thought Seal?
when the movie came out, uh-huh. I was like, what? And I was maybe elementary school, middle uh-huh. school.
It's like 94.
I thought, yeah, it was probably elementary, middle school. Middle school. I thought Seal was one of the villains in Batman. I was like, oh, they brought Scarecrow.
because of his face.
And I was like, why is he singing? I like, he's supposed to be fighting Batman.
Oh, you know. Maybe Batman's a musical.
Yeah, and I just didn't get it. And then I was like, oh, he's a
singer. It's amazing that that's that funny. One song pretty much... That's his number one. I know he has...
Is that his most popular song? That's got to be his most
100%.
Popular.
100%. Yeah. Name another Seal song.
He has another one. I just can't name it. But I got that song stuck in my head.
Kiss by a Rose.
I can't even think of another Seal song at this moment.
There's no way. There's no way you can name one right now.
Fly like an eagle.
But that's not his song.
I was going to say, is that Seal? Because I know that song.
It's not him?
I mean, he took that song from another artist. Yeah, that's just a remake.
Yeah, is that like Steve Miller Band
yes,
or some
it
shit?
Is. It's
yeah,
Steve Miller Band. Yeah, oh, okay. Yeah, right. That's not his song.
Oh, it's not his song.
No.
Oh, I thought it was him.
No, I mean, sir.
Maybe he did a nice version.
Fuck you, Seal.
All you got is Batman.
Yeah, that's all you got, bro.
Kissed by the Rose. Is that his song?
That's his song.
Yeah. Okay.
And he's ex-Mr. Heidi Klum.
Yeah, dude. He bagged that for a while.
Yeah, for a while. But she's nutty, so I can imagine
she's
just like...
German.
Oh. I was like, all right, bitch. Hit the road.
Like, German. Yeah. She likes to squat on his chest and stuff.
She got upset that people called her a white woman in reference to all that... the Gabrielle Union stuff and all the racism stuff with America's Got Talent. And then she was like defending America's Got Talent. And then people were like, hey, you're just being a white woman. And then she got all upset. Oh, how dare they call me a white woman?
But you are a white woman.
Exactly.
You're 100%
white. The worst thing you have to do to a white person
you're
is
like
call
the
them white.
Whitest
you're the
of
whitest
white.
Of the white.
If you call a white person white, they're like, you're a racist.
It's like German, Australian, Polish.
I would say Polish.
Scottish? You're doing a hierarchy of whites?
Yeah, German is like the top white.
I think that's what their whole that was their whole point for.
Wait, not a good old period, not a good right? old boy redneck from the woods, ain't there?
No, because they come from somewhere. None of those people are from here. They're all like Irish. Or...
You know what that is? That's a pack of wild dog of
oh my gosh.
Mangy crossbred dogs.
What? I know a couple good they rednecks. They're good friends of mine.
They want to pull the hate on. No, they good no.
Is that your... Oh, my gosh.
They
that?
Speak banjo. I don't know.
Speaking banjo?
You don't talk about my friends like that, man. I got some good redneck friends.
They're probably good. They're good people. But I'm just saying.
Look, there's good people on both sides.
Yeah, there you go.
That's a way to...
That's how Trump said it.
Yeah, I was gonna say that's pretty right down the middle cut.
Yeah, there's some good Nazis.
Oh my gosh! All right, Nazis. There's no such thing as a good Nazi, but I'm just saying.
I know. I don't understand why
grammar Nazi.
People hate those more than the actual Nazi.
I hate those ones.
Yeah, you'd be like, screw those minorities. Like, yeah, he's fine, but like, hey, you're confusing there and there. Like, get out of here! Who do you think you are? This is my tweet.
I was telling Crespo before you got here about the Batman footage thing. Yeah. And I feel that they put it out there
too early
just to get people's reaction on it. just to
see if they need to fix the suit. Sonic the Hedgehog.
Let's see what people are going to bitch about.
Oh, good call.
Because when Sonic came
out...
That's
an interesting idea.
Yeah, Sonic came out, people were like, we ripped it apart. What the hell is this?
So bad.
But it was so bad.
It was really bad. Like, objectively bad.
This one looks amazing.
They gave Sonic,
That looks like a good movie.
Tiny little teeth and everything. Yeah. Like,
the people teeth and the long fingers.
Yeah.
With no gloves. Sonic has gloves.
It has gloves.
Yeah.
Here's what I haven't seen, and I better see it. When Sonic bumps into something, I better see some coins come out of his ass.
At some point.
It has to. Yeah. It has to happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Rings.
I really hope they show the movie that they were going to release.
Ooh,
as well, because that way we see.
Oh, you can get the original cut.
I want to see the original cut.
Hashtag release the teeth cut.
Yeah, release the teeth cut. Let's start that on release the teeth, because I want to see, because you know how many memes are gonna come out of that damn movie.
Yeah,
they're gonna destroy that movie. I want to see the original cut before they did all the editing. By the way, did they edit
a lot of the movie?
Oh, they edited the whole movie.
Yeah, they had to replace it because he's like the main character. They completely replaced.
Wait, but it's only the drawing part thing it's a CGI thing.
I don't know, because even the trailer they released is a different trailer.
Yes,
like even the thing that causes the blackout that makes him like, oh, there's an energy surge. What happened in the first trailer is different than what happens in the second trailer. They even like changed some of the things that happened.
Well, so, Chris, you probably know more than me, but
correct
me.
That's so easy to answer.
The company that animated and redid the animated, they pretty much made two movies. Number one. So they doubled. They went out of business. They're gone.
I did hear about that. Yeah, that happens to VFX companies all the time, though. Even if the movies are a hit, they end up going out of business.
They went under by fucking fixing that damn monstrosity. Because they had to pay
like an extra $5 million.
They made another movie. Yeah. They made two movies with no profit.
Wow.
So that's why this movie that's coming out this week.
Right, when we're recording, it'll be out.
It has to bank.
It'll do. I think it will do okay, though.
I'm going tomorrow to see the movie.
There's nothing competing. There's nothing competing against it.
Not for family movies. So, it's the only family movie out there.
Birds of Prey, unfortunately, did not do the
best. I gave Jacob the option. You want to go see Harley Quinn, or you want to go see Sonic? Do we have to go to the movies? Pick a movie. Pick a movie.
You could have said no.
Harley Quinn was not bad, by the way.
I enjoyed Harley Quinn a lot.
I love, I'm going to say this right now.
Say it.
I love the cartoon, the Harley Quinn show.
It's amazing.
It is so good.
It's on point.
It is so good. Mm-hmm. It is. It's great that it's adult situations, adult language, and stuff like that. It's not for your kids.
The movie is too.
Yeah,
it's R-rated. It's very violent.
The movie's getting a way bad rep right now.
I don't understand why. I don't get it. It's from people who don't actually see it because it's violent. It's fun. It's under 2 hours.
It's characters Ewan McGregor, that a lot of people don't know, though.
Well, they should know them because they're cool.
They try to push the whole Birds of Prey, and it should have been pushed as Harley Quinn's movie.
They probably just should have called it a Harley Quinn movie. Yeah,
with the Birds of Prey introduction, whatever.
And then maybe people didn't seem to respond to that trailer. People were complaining about that. They thought it looked dumb. I don't know. It was a fun movie. I really enjoyed it. And the sexiest egg sandwich ever in a movie, like the whole cooking of the. There's a scene where they just cook an egg sandwich, close ups of eggs and bacon, and oh man, I mean, I was so hungry when I was watching.
How many egg sandwiches have you made? Have you ever done
since that? I came home and made 10 egg sandwiches and then just all night.
The same way she did.
Explains all the.
I'm looking to buy a hyena.
the hyena thing was weird.
But no.
But the hyena is
part of the lore.
That's part of it.
I understand that. Yeah. No, it's fun.
It's
really
DC's Deadpool, 100%.
I was going to say Black Mask, Ewan McGregor Black Mask, probably my favorite DC villain, movie villain.
Yeah.
Yeah, at least since Zod.
Because that's the thing about, what is it? They say Marvel has the heroes and DC has the villains.
Interesting.
Yeah, because I think the only villains that are the most interesting in Marvel are from Spider-Man's universe. I think. That's my personal opinion. Besides maybe Magneto, following second.
I personally like just conceptually, but Doctor Strange villains, because they're like otherworldly and
but
so
I don't know any
different.
Of them. So for me, I don't, that's just the thing. Like,
none,
I don't know.
None of them, like Dormammu, isn't as popular as like Joker,
Dormammu,
or Doc Ock, or someone. You know, like there are iconic villains, and then there's
is that the one Dormammu? Let's make a deal.
Yeah. That's the end of
Dormammu.
They didn't even make him a character. They just made him a big
glob
because he's just a malevolent entity. He's like not even a humanoid or anything, or an alien. It's very weird.
Yeah, because what is it? Kingpin and Lex Luthor. Pretty much the same, right?
Yeah, give or take.
I think Luthor's smarter. Kingpin is more brutal.
Yeah, more mobster.
Yeah.
Here's the hardest thing for me, and I know Lex Luthor is like supposed to be this bald looking dude, whatever. But I grew up watching Superman,
the movie. Yeah,
and
Hackman wouldn't shave his head. He wore a bald cap at the very end.
But it was kind of like
he almost wouldn't shave his mustache.
Really?
Because this is when Hackman had an iconic mustache that he'd never shaved.
Oh, from the French Connection.
Yeah, from those
deal?
Days. Exactly.
Oh my goodness.
And
Popeye Boyle.
And they tricked him into shaving it. The director, like, he had his mustache, and he was like, "Listen, if I'll shave mine, if you shave yours." And Gene Hackman was like, "Oh, fine." So Gene Hackman shows up the next day with no mustache, and the director shows up with his mustache. He's like, "How dare you?" The director reaches up, pulls it off. The mustache was fake. He had a fake mustache the whole time. Tricked Gene Hackman into shaving it.
Genius.
Yo, that guy should have been Lex Luthor.
That was Richard Donner. Yeah.
That's funny.
But yeah, Kermit always tries to get me into, you know, you got to see this stuff. And I'm like, yeah, but I never got
I just
to
started
it.
Watching Teen Titans, and I thought that's great. The first episode.
The animated one?
No, the
Titans, live just Titans,
oh,
right?
Titans,
I saw most of the first season that
do
one.
Do you got a DC account?
Mm-hmm.
You do?
Yep.
Okay.
I enjoyed some of the, I didn't finish it though. What's the other one? Doom Patrol?
Doom Patrol's good.
Doom Patrol's pretty weird and wild.
I thought it was going to be dumb, and I was like, this is really good. Yeah. It's like the Umbrella Academy.
Umbrella Academy was so good.
Yeah.
It was fun. Mm-hmm. It was
fun watch.
And you know what? Our boy Simon Time, the boys.
Oh yeah.
It was so good, but I'm with him. The end was kind of like
way too open ended.
What?
Wait, on Umbrella Academy?
No,
boys.
The boys.
What happened on the end? I'm trying to remember.
The boys. Superman guy.
Oh, okay. No. He said he didn't watch
it. Oh, yeah, it's fine. I'll get to it eventually. But
I thought it was great.
Yeah.
No, I thought it was a great ending, too.
I didn't think it was a great ending. I kind of felt like, wait, what? What's the point?
And Time and Time, he got so mad. He had to do like a paragraph long Facebook post. Like, dude, relax.
That dude.
You need to chill out, man.
I thought it was good.
Get that blood pressure down. But, everyone, though, I've heard who's seen The Boys has liked it. Even with him saying he didn't like the ending. It's because he liked the show up until the ending. Everyone likes that show.
Yeah.
It's on my long list of things to watch.
Wow, you haven't watched it? I'm shocked.
Dude, there's so many things.
There is so many things. I just figured you are on point with all that stuff.
It's impossible to be on point
with everything. I'm surprised he watches all these movies. Like, all these movies that he watches.
But that's what Crespo does.
I know, dude. But
at least watch the movie. That's why I don't watch so many shows, because I gotta watch. Because
you gotta
watch
the movies.
I'm also trying to, like, read books. And, like,
do you ever walk out of a movie?
Not really, no.
No, you stick through it.
I'll stick through the thing. But I don't, like...
Me and Kermit, me and Kermit have the same thing. I have no problem walking out of a movie.
Yeah, I've walked out a couple movies.
I try not to see a movie that I think I'm not going to like. Like, at least have a chance of liking something.
Well, okay, how about this? Do you watch something on Netflix and you're like, this is garbage, and then you just stop it?
It's a lot easier for me to stop watching something. No, yeah, okay. Absolutely.
I didn't know if you were one of those guys like, I got to ride it through.
No, I know. I see people post about that line. Like, oh, I don't like this, but maybe it'll get better. I'm like, there's only enough time in the world, man. Stop watching.
Yeah, my wife tapped out on Uncut Gems.
I liked it.
And I liked it. And I was like, get out of here. I'll
Uncut Gems was fun. That was a fun watch.
I'm trying to think. There was something that we tried to watch, and it was bad. It was like, I'm not feeling this.
I watched this recent movie where the guy was fighting Hitler, and Hitler was riding a Tyrannosaurus Rex. I don't know what movie it was. It was so bad.
Hitler was riding the T-Rex?
Yeah. It wasn't Kung Fu. It wasn't Kung Fu.
He doesn't ride a T-Rex No.
That was fun.
He fights a Triceratops. A dinosaur fights
him. It's a movie so bad. It's on Netflix.
Not Velocipaster. You heard about that one?
No. It's such a garbage movie.
Tammy and the T-Rex? Was there Hitler in that one?
Yeah, I don't remember.
Where are you guys watching these movies?
You haven't heard of these movies?
Netflix, man. These are all, so bad.
These are all real things.
Are so bad.
Is it one of the Iron Sky movies?
Yes.
There's like, yes. I haven't seen any of them, but they're all about like Nazis come from the other side of the moon.
It's so bad.
Yeah, they're crazy. So bad. Like super cheap sci-fi. Aren't they like all sci-fi channel level movies?
Yeah, it's very sci-fi channel.
Yeah, like, Sharknado-ish.
E-list movies.
Yeah. We got the fifth billed actor from 90210
here. Sharknado kind of.
Sharknado.
Yeah.
I've never seen one of those Sharknado movies. They're dumb,
and exactly what you think.
I think I watched the first three. Which one was McGrath and Jess McGrath? He was doing a poor man's Ethan Hawke. It was great.
I'm trying to see if I can pinpoint the movie.
Yeah, close to the
mic.
I didn't know it did that.
I wasn't trying to figure out.
Come on, bro.
I didn't know it did that. I just started hearing an Atari sound. Yeah, it's like, is somebody playing
phone?
I'm playing Galaga over
here. Is somebody playing Pitfall? Yars Revenge?
what are you looking at?
Don't do it again.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Yeah,
I'm trying to chew into the
mic. I can't believe people listen to this shit.
They don't. That's the best part.
Yeah, they don't.
Wait, what?
you're wasting your time.
It's just vocal cord training.
What are you looking up?
I'm trying to see what movie was it that me and Lisa tried to watch.
Oh my gosh.
And we just tapped out middle of it.
Describe it. Comedy, horror, black and white, new, old.
No, it was new.
Starring Harrison Ford.
I'll text
it. Idris Elba.
I'll text it.
Those cats. You're watching Cats, weren't
you? Yes, that's the one. Did that company go down? Because those
Warner Brothers? No, I think they're fine.
The graphic people?
Oh, that VFX company did go out of business.
Oh, yes. My goodness.
Yeah.
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 Because, what was it? Corden.
Yeah, they made fun of him at the Oscars.
And the big Australian lady.
Rebel Wilson.
That's her name? Okay.
Yeah, because they're both in it.
They came dressed as cats to
present. Dressed as their characters.
Okay.
To present an award and stuff like that.
Okay.
And it was for...
best visual effects.
Visual effects. Yeah. And they go, we know the importance of great...
Visual effects.
Wait, oh, they roasted
them? Yeah, implying that the visual effects are the reason that cats...
And the guy on Twitter goes, I hope they appreciate me working 80 hours a week.
The amount of work that it took them. I saw that movie. The reason it was bad was not the visual effects.
It wasn't, you know? Right?
The visual effects were spotty because of the lack of time they had. But, I mean, that...
It's cats. What did you guys expect?
The musical is terrible. The movie is even worse.
I mean, who was demanding this movie?
Musicals fans?
Yeah, because In the Heights is coming next year.
Yeah, but people like that musical.
Oh, you know. I don't know.
Hamilton. Hamilton is coming.
Hamilton, they're doing a... They're not doing a movie adaptation, though. They're just showing, like, a filmed version of the play.
Okay.
Which is interesting. And then they're... It's I don't know if you could consider it R-rated, but there's cursing in it. Mm-hmm. But it's Disney. They're releasing under their banner, so they're going to have to like edit the
Deadpool.
The fucks out and stuff like that.
Deadpool the musical?
No, don't pull it out. Do you think that Disney will take the F out?
Deadpool? From Hamilton?
Yeah?
Yes.
Really?
Well, they'll bleep them because they're showing the play.
What?
Instead of adapting the, like in the Heights, they're doing a movie version of the play. Yeah. Instead of doing a movie version of Hamilton, they're just filming a play. They're putting on a production of Hamilton, and then they're gonna film it, and that's what's coming out in theaters.
Ah, okay. So like when I go to the movie theater here in Winter Park,
and they show go, you like live
hey,
at the Met.
See, but yeah.
Come see Hamilton.
Or, who the hell do you ever go to see those things?
No, I don't.
No, I've never. Yeah, like come see opera. The way it should be in a theater.
Or Oscar De La Hoya versus, they'll show like a boxing match. Like, who's going to go to a theater to watch a boxing match? That goes back to the old days when they used to, before pay-per-view.
Closed circuit. Yeah. Go to a bodega, Venezuelan bodega, and sit in the back with everybody there. Pay $5 and you watch the Roy Jones versus...
and you get a meal.
You don't get a meal.
No meal?
You're in the corner. You're standing in the corner. And then they do sell beers to you and stuff like that. I remember. Back in the day. All right. We're going to wrap this episode up.
Oh, wow. That was a segue. Quick. Done.
Done.
I'm done talking movie talk.
Whiplash.
Done. I can't go too much into
Nothing like ending on a musical conversation.
It was all movies. So movie ramblings, bitches. Hopefully you guys enjoyed it. Until next time, peace.
A PFT Media production.